Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she grew up knowing that in her family, strange senses were inherited, and to them, the unusual really wasn't unusual at all.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story and you want to share it with us, we'd love it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to become a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials, you can do that a couple different ways. Apple Podcasts, do it there, or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, how's it going?
Well, it's going well. You know, I don't know that I would say, I'm trying to think back in our family. Our dad, I think, was a believer in the paranormal. Do you, and I think he had paranormal experiences. I'm just thinking, are these senses that people have inherited?
Yeah, because there's a lot of families that it is a generational thing, you know, like grandma had this ability and mom had the ability and you've got the ability. I don't think it's super common for people to have abilities, you know, psychic or medium or whatever they are.
Yeah, like I would look at it and say maybe ours came from our dad, but definitely not my mom's side of the family. They were the most practical, down to earth. Like there was never, I don't ever recall a discussion of ghosts or anything.
Do you? Oh, God, no. No.
Though, with that said, we had, our family lived, kind of was a pioneers, founding fathers of Red Willow County,
Nebraska.
In Nebraska. Mm-hmm. It was our like great-great-great-grandfather that built the first frame house in that county. That house is still standing there.
Kind of.
And it's haunted AF.
And it looks like a haunted house. Like it looks
it
like...
It looks like a haunted house.
It's out in the middle of nowhere.
Haunted. And, but that family, if you said, are there ghosts? I think they'd all go, eh, no, you know. But,
No. Bobby, who lives there, because
well,
I went
our
there.
Our cousin still lives
and
there.
He said, because I went there with mom once, because we're not close with our cousins, at least that uncle's kids. We're not really close with any of our cousins. Anyways, but we're especially not close with them. Long reason. Our parents didn't talk for a very long time. But anyway, I did go to his house one time, and he told me of paranormal activity that had happened in that house. And, like, the piano had played by itself before. They'd heard people walking around. But, it, you know, it was a trading post when it was originally built. And so it definitely has a lot of history. So he did say that that house definitely has paranormal activity.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was just thinking of, like, my grandmother and her brothers. You know, maybe I just never really talked with her about it. But we do know that the family homestead is really haunted.
Mm-hmm.
That we do know. So,
yeah,
there is that.
And it'd be interesting sometime to have him come on the show and talk about it. But I just don't know that he would.
I don't know. But I just, you know, my thought in this discussion is, are these things inherited? And I think it's twofold. I think maybe it's inherited as a sense, or maybe it's nurtured because people allow you to believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it's a little bit of both.
I do think there are abilities that are passed down. I really, really, really do. I don't know how that works, but I think
you're born with them for some reason.
Yeah.
Right.
But in some families, since it happens to the mom, mm-hmm. then the grandma's like, oh, honey, that happened with me. And then that happened with my mom. And, you know, so I think that, you know, maybe they're more open to talking about it because they've had the same experiences. But let's go into the story.
Yeah.
It says, I've been binging on your podcast lately, and I figured it was time to send in one of my stories. I don't share this stuff with most people, not because I'm ashamed, but because I don't feel like explaining to them why I'm not crazy. In my family, strange abilities seem to be inherited. For us, it's not fortune telling or crystal balls. It's more subtle than that. My grandmother used to have these vivid premonitions, and she could tell who was going to show up or call, sometimes days before it happened, and my mother does too. Her version was interesting. This is too. She could smell people before they arrived, not in the you need a shower kind of way, but through their perfume or cologne or aftershave, even the scent of their house. I didn't know there was a name for it until recently, and apparently it's called Claire, and I hope I say this right, clairalience or clairaudience. It's probably audience, clairaudience. When I was about 7, my mom and I lived in a little rental house in Bend, Oregon. My uncle...
Oh, gosh, that's not that far from me.
Skipping a jab, pop skipping a jab.
Yeah.
My uncle, her younger brother, lived in Montana, and back then we didn't have a home phone. We kept in touch through letters. One Saturday morning, mom stopped doing what she was doing and said, I can smell your Uncle Ray. He's coming. She meant his cologne. It was a spicy, woodsy smell that he always wore. I sniffed the air but smelled nothing. A few hours later, there was a knock at the door. When I opened it, there he was, with his duffel bag slung over his shoulder, and he hadn't told anyone he was coming. Mom just smirked and said, I told you I could smell you. The same thing happened again a few years later, only that time it was with her father. She mentioned smelling his aftershave one evening. 2 days later, we got the call that he had passed away in his sleep. I have my own experiences, though mine start differently. Between the ages of 3 and 5, I'd have these terrifying full-color dreams. Mom said I'd sit up screaming, still asleep, and she'd have to shake me awake. I still remember some of them, though looking back, they don't seem that scary now, more strange. One dream stands out because it wasn't frightening at all. In it, I was standing at the top of the stairs in our old house when suddenly I tipped forward. I braced for the fall, but instead of hitting the steps, I floated. I drifted slowly down to the bottom, landing lightly on my feet. Years later, as a teenager, I'd had another one like that. I was watching myself drive down a country road in a little red car, wind in my hair, grinning like I had just been given the world. But the odd part was I was floating alongside the car, looking in the window at myself driving. At that point, I didn't have a license. Now, as an adult, I live in rural Idaho, where long drives are part of life, and I feel happiest behind the wheel. Deja vu has been a constant companion for as long as I can remember. I'll dream something completely mundane, a conversation in a coffee shop, someone dropping a set of keys, the sound of a certain laugh, and then months later, it plays out exactly. I never remember the dream until I'm in the middle of the real moment, but when it hits, it's like a little bit of electricity. The most blatant, and it's, this is in quotes, hit I ever had happened when I was 29. I was in line at the grocery store to buy a lottery ticket, just picking my own numbers like I always do. In front of me, a man was filling out his ticket. The clerk told him he had one too many numbers marked. The guy hesitated and said, "Take off number 4. The second he said it, something in my head snapped. My own voice, like it was shouting, saying, "Don't take out the number 4. Keep it, keep it." It was so loud in my mind that for a moment I almost reached out and stopped him. But I didn't. I just stood there with my heart pounding. And when it was my turn, I realized number 4 wasn't on my ticket either. I thought about redoing it, but I brushed it off. That Saturday night, I sat on the couch watching. The first ball out of the machine was number 4. To this day, I wonder if that guy would have won something big if he'd have kept it in. I also wonder why I can apparently pick up on the right number for other people, but not for myself. I think she didn't listen to herself. I have more stories, including a few I'm still working up the nerve to share because they're much darker. This felt like a good place to start. Tara. You know, I think it's interesting because it was like, don't take out the number 4. But then when she gets up there and gives her number, she doesn't include it. She didn't listen to her own message.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it?
Because if she knew it for him and they're both buying this, I'm assuming they're both doing lotto,
you know, or whatever.
You know, like he's not doing pick 3. He's doing the Powerball or something. So it makes me think they were playing the same. But if it was that strong, don't take out the number 4 and then you don't put it in. You got to listen to yourself, too. I think it's really interesting how mom gets the whiff of somebody, like smelling an aftershave, and then there's the uncle.
I've had that a lot. I wouldn't say that then that person shows up. It's more like somebody who's gone, somebody who's deceased. Like I'll get a smell of what I think smells like my grandmother's house, you know, and I'll be like, oh my gosh, it smells just like grandma's house. And, you know, it just kind of takes you back there. Or it smells just like my dad's cigarettes or Old Spice or something. And so mine's more like that. I can't say that I've ever had a smell that was associated with somebody and then they come in a day later or an hour later. Have you ever had that?
I don't think I have.
But you've had the other, right?
Where yes.
smell like I dad have, or something.
You know, because like, and I've talked about it so many times over the years, but the radio station where you worked at, we got that cigarette smell in there all the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've smelled a cigarette smell in this house, but it's just like once in a while you'll smell something and it's like, whoa, that's a smell I haven't smelled for a very long time. Are you really smelling that smell, or is it just like
sometimes
some sort
it
of
is
thing
so
like
strong?
That?
Like I'm turned around looking, you know, because it just hits me. And I honest to God think it's my dad. Like when the Cubs won the World Series, I was sitting there in the apartment by myself, and they won, and I got this just really strong cigarette smell. In the apartment. I don't smoke. I haven't smoked in the apartment. I don't think we were allowed to smoke in the apartment or whatever. But it was so strong. And I knew it was my dad.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he was there with me. You know? So I think that I've had that. I can't say I've had it as a premonition.
Yeah.
you know. Mine has just been more like somebody's with me kind of feeling. You know?
I just think
but
that's
yeah,
interesting.
I definitely think that you could, that it could be passed down. It could be something that is, you know, kind of in our genes that's related. But I also think it could happen in other ways. I think maybe you are born with some abilities, but because maybe, like in our instance, our dad totally believed in things, that it was okay to talk to him about it. And, you know, and it seemed like, yeah, that would be kind of a normal thing. That's okay, you know. So, you know, I think it could happen two ways.
And this is kind of interesting because that whole clairaudience, and I hope I'm saying that right, clairaudient. And I think it's probably something that's happened to a lot of people, and they might not have even realized it did. But it says a natural sign is a highly developed sense of smell, which I don't really think I have. But smelling the signature scent of a departed loved one. Mm-hmm. And I think that's happened. Sudden smell that no one else perceives.
Definitely.
That's happened. Sudden fits of sneezing. I don't know why that would be it. That could just be allergies.
I don't either, but I definitely get sneezing sometimes. Yeah.
Smelling something that isn't present physically. Experiencing a smell that you can't identify. So I think there's probably a lot of people who have had an experience, a clairaudient experience, and didn't even realize it.
So,
don't you suppose?
That, and then I think I would guess that we just have a lot of listeners out there that have, that know exactly what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That
absolutely.
They just catch a whiff of their grandmother's perfume.
But I do think that there
or somebody's aftershave.
And I think there could be times where you're actually having a clairaudient experience, but you don't recognize it because it's like, oh, that's weird. I smell cigarette smoke. Think about it for a minute. Like most places, like smelling cigarette smoke in my house is weird because I do not smoke.
Right.
So,
and nobody comes to your house does.
Yeah. So yeah. I don't know. I think if you kind of stop for a minute and, you know, if you're at the grocery store and you smell all of a sudden you smell Old Spice and it makes you think of your dad, like me or Kathy. Was there anyone around you right then?
There might have been in a place like that.
Right. There might have been, but there might not have been.
What about deja vu? Do you have that very often?
I have had it before. Yeah,
I have. It's been a long time, I would say, since I've had it.
And it's a lot of times it's a feeling of like it must have happened in a dream. But the one time where it was really profound was I never have figured this out because we were living and we've talked about this before, but we were living in the haunted house. I'm in the middle of the dining room practicing my clarinet.
Okay.
And right then I knew Mom was getting ready to walk in. And the vision in my head was Mom was going to walk in and I'm trying to tell her something, but then she turns around and walks out and it was really weird. So I continue playing my clarinet. Mom walks in, sets down some, cause she had to go to the laundromat, set down some laundry. I'm trying to tell her, oh my God, I just saw this happen in my mind. As she turned around to leave to go get more laundry out of the car. So it was a really weird thing because it wasn't a dream. It had just popped in my head.
Yeah.
Like it was happening.
That's deja vu.
Yeah.
Well, that's one way. I mean, that's almost a premonition of something that happens. I've had it strongly where I've been doing something and I look around and I go, I have done this before while I'm doing it. More like that.
And you wonder, it's like, was that in a dream? Is that what makes this seem so familiar? You know, and it's super, super common.
Yeah. And I honestly, you guys all know me, that I feel like our dreams are there for a purpose, obviously. And one of the reasons is to kind of help us, you know, gather our wits about us and kind of prepare us. And so I think sometimes we do see things in our dreams that are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of the time you probably can't remember them, but occasionally I think it kind of cracks through and you get that sense of deja vu from it.
Yeah, agreed.
So I think that's what I think.
I think, I think it's so interesting, especially to have it passed down in a family.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go to this next story.
This is Amber from Texas. I'm calling in a story that just happened to me today, tonight. It's currently about 4 o'clock in the morning. I work nights at a mental hospital. I just started working here about 3 weeks ago. This evening, I was needing to use the restroom, so as I was walking past the men's restroom to go to the female restroom, I heard the toilet flush in the men's bathroom, which I thought was strange because I knew no one was in there on that side of the building upstairs. All the men were behind the nurse's station, that there was only two. So I knew no one was in there, but I heard the toilet flush, but I didn't think anything of it. I continued to go into the female restroom, and as I was handling my business, we have faucets in the bathroom that are motion activated. And as I was using the restroom, that faucet turned on by itself. I heard a thud sound next door in the male restroom. So I continued to dry my hands, and then I proceeded to leave the female bathroom. And I went to knock on the male restroom, thinking someone was in there. So I knocked on it, no answer. Every door in this hospital has to be opened by key. And so I unlocked the bathroom and no one was in there. But anyways, a week ago, I was making my rounds. Every 15 minutes, we go into each patient's room to check on them. I was just making my rounds, and I walked into one room that was partially cracked open. I was looking at the patient to make sure, you know, they were having respiration, you know, breathing. And as I was backing out, I caught a glimpse of a person standing behind the door. So I had to take a double look and I had to grasp my bearings because it kind of freaked me out because I had to look to see if it was another patient from another room. So I peeked on the around the door to see, and no one was there. Honestly, it kind of taught me a lesson that I need to be aware of my surroundings because these patients are somewhat dangerous. Some of them are. Some are coming from jails. Some patients have psychotic breaks, schizophrenic, and whatnot. But anyhow, that's my story. This place kind of creeps me out at night. I just started this job. Thank you. Bye.
You know, that's just something we hear so often, haunted hospitals. Mm. But I think that's a psych hospital. And maybe that was, like that last story, maybe that was kind of a sign. Like, hey, watch how you exit a room. Watch how you enter a room, you know, because it could be a very dangerous environment.
Well, I personally think that, yes, Amber needs to take that sign and be very careful, right? Looking around doors, being, you know, aware of her surroundings, being cognizant of things. But I got a feeling that could have been a spirit or something behind that door.
Mm-hmm. I do
we
too.
Hear really intense hauntings of psychiatric hospitals. And I would not be surprised that there are hauntings in this. And that I would not be surprised if we don't get more stories from Amber.
If Amber makes it, she's only been there 3 weeks.
if she continues to work there.
Because I'd be I don't know, guys.
But it is a really intense place to work. Just the, like, you know, like she said, you're dealing with people that can be very difficult to work with, that you can't just reason with them and so forth. So this is tough. It's a really difficult place to work. And I think regardless of what is going on, paranormally, I think she definitely just needs to watch herself.
Yeah.
And like she said, that all of a sudden that came, and maybe, you know, that was kind of a sign, but I also would not be surprised if it wasn't for real, a spirit.
Yeah. Well, and the whole thing with the bathroom and hearing the toilet flush in the men's room, there's nobody in the men's room. Like,
you know, we just had a story the other day, right? That somebody said something went into the bathroom and flushed the toilet. And I said, why would they, you know, flush a toilet? Like, what would be the point of that? Like, aren't there better ways to get my attention than flushing a toilet? But like you said, maybe not.
Well, because I think I said because they can. That was
the one thing they could do.
Yeah.
You know, to affect is to get your attention.
But from flushing toilets when no one's in the bathroom to apparitions, that's a haunted work environment, especially working at night. At mm-hmm. night, like, mm. And that's where the activity always ramps up because it's so much more quiet. During the day, it's bustling and there's lots more people working and you don't have patients who are sleeping. It's just mm-hmm. much more active during the day. So at night when you're quiet, that's when that stuff can come in, you know?
I think so. Oh. Yeah.
So if I ever decide to take a job at a haunted psychiatric hospital, please intervene.
Oh, yeah. I will jump right in
there. Okay, thanks.
You would be the worst psychiatric hospital worker ever that lived.
So bad.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I might be good at the housekeeper during the day, but outside of that, I'd be bad. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in. 855-853-4802. Write it down. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. Get an ad-free version of the show with the advance episodes and access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.